Hello and welcome to 5 Things You Need to Know About Das Rheingold from the Atlanta Opera Podcast. I'm Thomas Vuloon, Artistic and General Director of the Atlanta Opera and the Production Director of the show by Richard Wagner. It is a great joy for me to share the 5 things you need to know about the show. 1. The Ring is a part of a tetralogy, a cycle of 4 operas. It is the first of the 4 epic music dramas that Wagner wrote called The Ring of the Nibelungs. Wagner wrote The Ring librettos in reverse order so that Das Rheingold was the last of the texts to be written. It was, however, the first to be set to music. It was performed as a single opera at the National Theater in Munich on September 22nd, 1869. And ever since then, Das Rheingold is considered to be the prelude for the Ring cycle. 2. The prelude for the prelude of Das Rheingold is the most unusual opening for any opera that I know, and it sets the tone for the whole Ring cycle. We hear this long rumble that sounds like a drone in E-flat, and it's produced by double basses and then bassoons, who are followed by horns that are entering one by one. Other instruments add their voices to create this incredible mass of sound that lasts for 136 bars or 4 or 5 minutes in a performance. It's an incredible effect that gives the impression of the beginning of the world or some primordial cosmos creation. The orchestra represents the River Rhine, which is the beginning of everything. That is where the gold resides, the gold that will be stolen and forged into the famous ring, the object of this whole saga. 3. The origins of the ring. Wagner was fascinated and engrossed by mythology, and specifically by the way that all stories from every culture are in essence the same. He delved into comparative mythology, drawing from pagan legends, Christian lore, Greek, Roman, and Norse mythologies, and found that all myths basically have the same underlying idea: darkness versus light, warmth versus cold, hero versus dragon. In writing The Ring, Wagner was specifically inspired by the great mythologies of his time: the Poetic Edda, the Prose Edda, the Welsung Saga, the Grimm Brothers, and the German Nibelungenlied. He passed all these together into a mishmash that was infused with his own unique and crazy imagination and turned into this masterwork that we know today as The Ring. 4. The phenomena of Wagner. The Ring is arguably the most influential musical slash theatrical slash poetical creation in history. Wagner wrote The Ring in the 1850s. And if you calculate that every generation is 25 to 30 years, that means that he influenced 7 or 8 generations. He had immense influence, not only on composers and musicians, but also on philosophers, politicians, and world leaders. One of his biggest disciples is the famous philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, who later in life had a major fallout with Wagner. In France, Wagner shed his light upon Charles Baudelaire and the symbolists, writers like Paul Verlaine, Émile Zola, and the painter Paul Cézanne. In England, he was a major inspiration for George Eliot, as well as T.S. Eliot's, who wrote The Wasteland, Virginia Woolf's The Waves, and the work of the Inklings, C.S. Lewis, who wrote The Narnia Chronicles, and Tolkien, who is responsible for Lord of the Rings. 5. That was the good side. There is also the dark side. Most famously or infamously, Wagner inspired Hitler and the Third Reich with the ethos of the new German perfect hero who takes over the world against many obstacles and enemies. This is the most disastrous and unbelievable influence that an artist could have had on the world. In this case, an inspiration for an inhumane regime such as the Nazis. Wagner and the Ring fans are known to be fanatics that traveled the world round to catch the cycle or any other works by the sorcerer of Bayreuth. On the other hand, there are opera fans that simply don't get what the fuss is all about and feel that the whole phenomena was blown out of monumental proportions. One of these doubters was Mark Twain, who famously said, "I've been told that Wagner's music is much better than what it actually sounds." I obviously disagree with Mark Twain, but I do love his quote. 5. The Ring in Our Time. What's unique about The Ring is that it is the original cinematic multiverse. It includes gods and monsters, dragons and giants, gold, and a magical ring to rule them all. It influenced so many other sagas. If you look at the Marvel multiverse on your Disney Plus channel, Thor and Loki, Frigga and Odin are the Ring Cycle's characters of Donner, Loga, Frigga, and Wotan. In Lord of the Rings, Gollum, the Ring, and the dragon Smaug are echoing Alberich and Fafnir the dragon. Game of Thrones and the love affair between the Lannister twins is a continuation of Sigmund and Sieglinde's romance in Die Walküre. And there are so many more examples from popular culture that we simply do not have the time to share here. There is no question that in our superhero Hollywood and streaming wars on your TVs, The Ring has a special place. This has been 5 Things You Need to Know About Das Rheingold. I'm your host, Thomas Wollun, and if you enjoyed learning more about this opera and production, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content. And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.